This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community, and especially I urge you to visit the congregation which sponsors this particular broadcast. At the close of the program, the announcer will make clear just which congregation is sponsoring this broadcast. And while I hope that you will visit any congregation in your community, I do especially urge you to visit with this church and study the Word of God with them. Now today we continue our study of the topic we have been considering for several days, why Christ and the church were hated. I am presently talking about why Jesus himself was hated. And I want to read to you now from John chapter 7, verse 7, where Jesus says, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that its works are evil." And so you see one reason why Jesus was hated by the people of the, among the leaders of the Jews, was the fact that he testified that their works were evil. Now, as they considered themselves, to be the very essence of what God would have men to be and to do. They looked down upon other men. You recall in Luke chapter 18 when the Pharisee prayed, he thanked God that he was not like other men, and he gave a recitation of all of his wonderful points. And as he considered the publican who was nearby, he thanked God that he was not guilty of the sins of which this man was guilty. Whereas the publican, who would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus indicated that the publican went up to his house justified rather than the other. Now, that kind of teaching did not bring Jesus into the favor of the religious leaders of his day, for that was saying that men upon whom they looked down with such great disfavor were actually better in their response to God than were the religious leaders of the day. And so he was hated because he testified that their works were evil. In the third place, Jesus was hated because he condemned the rich. He would not flatter them. In Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44, we have the record of when a woman who cast merely 2 mites into the treasury, as Jesus was there watching as men cast into the treasury, he said that she gave more than everybody else, because she gave of all that she had, she gave of her very living, while others gave out of their abundance. Now you can imagine how popular that was in the minds of people who were rich and who had actually put in large sums of money. But note that this woman gave more than the other because, even though the amount she gave was very small, the percentage of her entire income was very great indeed. She cast in of what she really did need, whereas others cast in of what they did not need. Jesus was hated because he condemned the rich in the sense that he, through his apostles and prophets, instructed that other men should not, in effect, kowtow to them or give them first place. In James chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, he made clear that if rich people come into your services, you ought not to show partiality to them, giving them a special seat and so forth. The poor ought to be just as honored among God's people as are the rich. He was also hated by the rich because he said, as recorded in Luke chapter 16 and verse 13, that you cannot love God and money. You cannot love God and mammon. And mammon, of course, means there basically money, material possessions. And yet there are many people who feel they can love both God and money. It is no doubt the case that many people who give themselves credit being for great lovers of God actually love money much more than they love God, but Jesus made clear that that simply cannot be the case. I hope that these thoughts have been of some value to you today and that you will plan to be with us again tomorrow as we continue our study of why Jesus and the early church were hated.